you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. It's such a great day today that we have the incredible Dr. Wangari Maathai, the Nobel Peace Prize winner and inspirer of millions. Let's give her another round of applause. I remember my first conversation with Dr. Maathai, which was when she was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize and the first person ever to win it for the environment. And I said to myself, Shackley has had this long history of helping pioneer the corporate environmental movement, and now this wonderful human being has been the first person ever to win the Nobel Peace Prize for the environment. There's something we must be able to do together. And when I saw her, I couldn't help but give her a hug hello for the first time. She's quite an amazing, remarkable woman. And I just want to thank you, because even though Shackley has had this long 40-year history, from the creation of the first biodegradable cleaning product in the United States, to becoming the first company in the world to be certified to be climate neutral, to have a net zero impact on the environment, it really is something that we want to continue every day. And in our 50th anniversary year, we really want to do something different and take our environmental heritage and this, what this building represents, and was inspired by your vision and your dreams. And so this year, we're kicking off this campaign to plant 1 million trees, 1 million dreams, and it's really inspired by you of planting 30 million. We have a long way to catch up. But more importantly, as we've come to learn, it's not just about the tree planting. It's about people through that process taking control of their own lives, and one person added up 1 million times equals 1 million trees. And through that cumulative experience, we can help change the face of the planet. And so in gratitude, I want to just present you with this plaque. And by the way, all these wonderful people here are the heart and soul of what makes Shackley Corporation able to participate and be a leadership role in this environment. So I'd like to acknowledge and thank all of our wonderful Shackley employees for all of your help in creating this great company, allowing us to do what we do. So this plaque says, in celebration of the Earth Day 2006 campaign, and it's not just the Earth Day 2006, it's going to be a perpetual campaign, 1 million trees, 1 million dreams, presented to Dr. Wangari Maathai, 2004 Nobel Peace Laureate, who inspired millions through her Green Belt movement to plant trees for peace, a better environment, and a better world, planted this oak tree with Roger Barnett, Chairman and CEO of Shackley Corporation. And there's a quote from you. It says, when we plant trees, we plant the seeds of peace and seeds of hope. We also secure the future for our children. And I would like to say that everyone here participated themselves in physically planting 200 trees in Golden Gate Park just on Friday. And there is something magical. Last night, Dr. Maathai was a surprise honorary guest speaker, along with the governor, Schwarzenegger, at the Goldman Environmental Awards, which is a remarkable awards that finds people and takes them before they're so famous and then teaches them. And Dr. Maathai herself was a recipient in 1991. And what she said was that until you physically go out and plant a tree, you actually haven't done anything important yet. So I'd like to say that finally, we have all done something important in our lives. Thanks to you, Dr. Maathai.
Thank you very, very much, Mr. Barnett. It's a great pleasure to be here. The first time we met was in New York at your beautiful home, and we had a chat, and I had no idea that you would take me from the east all the way to the west, and halfway through, stop in Chicago to meet the wonderful, wonderful people, the family of Shackley, and I had a great time in Chicago, and it is really, for me, a wonderful opportunity to come here at the headquarters and meet you, the people who make it happen, and to experience the building, to experience people who believe in what they do, who translate what they believe into action. Because I always say that action is extremely important. It's the final thing for what we believe. Even the Bible says faith without action is dead. And that in many ways is very, very important in the campaign that we hold dear of protecting the earth. That we cannot just protect the earth by talking about it. We have to do something. And one of the simplest and most doable actions is to plant a tree. Because all you have to do is dig a hole and put that beautiful tree there, and then make sure you give it water and nurture it. And before you know, it is taller than you, and it is talking to you. Trees talk to us. They tell us when they are hungry. They tell us when they are thirsty. They tell us when they are doing well. And they work without stop for us. Sometimes I like to say, because I quite often quote the Bible, and I like to say that, as you know, even if you don't believe, I'm sure you have read the book of Genesis. And if you haven't, I recommend you read it. And you will see that when God created the earth, he started with all the other species. And finally, on Saturday, as if an afterthought, he created our species, the human species. And when you think about it, it is because in his infinite wisdom, he knew if he was thinking like us, who think that we are the most important species, we would have told him to create us on Monday. But we would have been dead on Tuesday. Because he created all the other species and all the other elements and they are so that we would survive. So in fact, when you think about it, it is us, the human species, that need the other species. There are very many species which, if they woke up one morning and they found that the human species had disappeared from the face of the planet Earth, they would probably say, thank God. So we need these other species for us to survive. The trees clean our air. We won't survive without them, because they're the ones who take off the carbon dioxide and give us the oxygen. Just that. And they never tire. So we want to thank them, and we want to thank you, the Chakri family, for having instituted this this concept, having nurtured it from your founder 50 years ago, when people did not think about the environment. They did not think of how to protect the planet Earth. Here was the one man who was thinking about it. And now so many other people are following in his footsteps, and you are still there. So indeed, you are still providing the leadership. And I'm quite sure that this campaign can inspire a lot of other companies which need to embrace the protection of the environment so that they can make money even as they take care of the planet. And many corporations don't know how, so they need to learn from Chakri. And we are very, very happy to be part of your network. You know, in Chicago, I became a master coordinator. Yes. So I'm trying very hard to play my part as a master coordinator. And I will try very, very hard, especially to be part of this campaign. As you plant trees here, and everywhere, wherever you are, as a member of Chakri family, you can be sure that I will be coordinating in Kenya, and we will be doing our part to take this message to wherever we go. I travel a lot throughout the world, and wherever I go, I want to take this concept of a million trees, a million dreams, because this is the idea that should be embraced, but by everybody, everywhere in the world. So thank you extremely very much for giving me this plaque. I guess this plaque will sit here to represent me, I guess, and to remind all of us that we are embracing a very noble campaign of 1 million trees and 1 million dreams. We hope that millions of people will join us in this dream. Thank you very much. Mr. Barnett, action.
Wangari has told me, she says, Roger, stop talking about it and go do it already. Action.
And you have to touch the soil.
Okay. Exactly. Okay.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you. We would like to, on behalf of Shackley Corporation, try to encourage to plant 1 million trees in Kenya now. And so we've donated $100,000, which at 8 cents a tree equals 1 million trees. And we'd like to do this for you with our gratitude for the inspiration that you provide, not only us, and not only the 1 million people in Kenya, but all the countries around the world, and all the young people around the world, to show that one person can make a difference if you just stick to it long enough. So thank you very much, and congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much to you, Roger, to your beautiful family, the nuclear family, and the larger family of Chakri. And I can assure you, all of you, that we will make sure that these trees are planted, especially in the forested mountains, which we are trying to rehabilitate, so that they will not be cut again, that they will survive, and they will help to conserve the biodiversity, rehabilitate the mountains, and make them serve the major role of conserving water. They are the major sources of our water in the country. And when we planted them in the forests, especially in the Aberdare Forest, where we took Roger the last time when he came to visit Kenya, he came to the Aberdare Forest. We'll put them there, and every time we plant those trees, we will think of Chakri and the Chakri family. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.